happen. Now joining me is 21st-year Riot Head football coach Larry Urati. Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Let's talk about your football team a little bit. 7-8 returners from a year ago. You start practice next week. I want to preview what you look for on the offensive side of the football. First off, who do you see challenging for a starting role at the quarterback position?
Well, we return two gentlemen that saw time under center for us last year. That's returning senior Kane Leadhead and returning as a junior next year will be Shane Belt. Both these guys, like I said, saw time under center, and both of them have their attributes, their strengths. Shane throws the ball real well. Kane maybe a little better runner, but whoever comes out on top after the fall camp, we're excited about either one, and whichever one does go under center, I'm sure the other one will find their place in the offense somewhere.
Now, do you see yourself running two quarterbacks this year?
No, I'm not a two quarterback kind of a person. We want the leader to be one person. The team looks at that person to guide them offensively, and so, you know, God forbid injury or something would change that, but otherwise they're going to compete, and like I said, whichever one gets it, and the other one will see time offensively some other place.
Now, a lot of people talk about skill positions. We just talked about the quarterback, but I want to talk about in the trenches, the offensive line, because that's going to be so important coming up for this season. What do you see out of your offensive line?
Well, that's where we graduated some pretty good guys last year. We graduated three starters off of our offensive line, and so we're going to have to find some people to plug in there. Right now, we're looking at a junior, Steven Monson, looking for him to compete there. We've got a returning senior, Colton Bosch, who was a starter there last year. Returning junior, Cole Thomas, he'll be returning. And then, like I said, we've got a few others that saw some JV time and spotted a little bit in the varsity. So that's probably our question mark going into the offense this year. How we do offensively, like most teams, are going to be depending upon how our offensive line gels and comes together. We're excited about the group of young men that we have, some good athletic kids, but we'll just have to see how the fall camp shakes out.
Now let's get into the skill positions a little bit. Who do you see emerging as not only your running backs, but your wide receivers?
Well, for us, we really kind of mold all those guys together. We're not a heavy set run or heavy set pass team, and we find that our skill guys outside of the quarterback are pretty interchangeable. And like I said before, Shane and Belt and Kane Leadhead, one of those two gentlemen will find some time either at our H-back or at our slot receiver. We return a freshman that actually saw some time at the receiver. He'll be a sophomore this year, is Ace Leadhead. And then we've got a returning senior, Ryan Spidell, who basically was just, if we do have one guy that's just designated as like our fullback, that would be Ryan Spidell. We look for a good season from him. He was all-conference first team last year and had a real good year. Talon Thompson, returning senior, probably as our Y or our tight end. And then Damian Goff, returning junior, will also see some time at one of those receiver positions, I would imagine. Young man that didn't see a ton of time on the varsity last year, but really shown well towards the end of the year, Tavine Salas, another returning junior. Again, we're hoping to plug him in at one of those skill positions. So we've got some depth beyond that. Those are the guys that, from last year anyway, look to compete and fill those positions coming in.
Well, thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
I appreciate everything you guys do. Have a great fall.